the upper room.
It's the J. Rouse Show coming up next on the TGIS Radio Network, dial.
The following is rated TV MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
If you're resident, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Farrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make a do with a do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Rouse Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
What's up, y'all? How you doing? And welcome to another funky, fresh edition of the J. Rouse Show. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272. Let me do this. Mwah. Kisses for all the girls in the world, the exception of one, and she knows who her black ass is. High fives and fist bumps to the fellas. Let me tell you, tonight is all about trying to make you feel good. I want to feel good. Tonight, folks, we are counting down the top 10 love songs of all times. Oh, my God. You know what that means. That means I'm going to do a little singing tonight. Yeah, I know. You want me to sing, don't you? I'm going to sing for you tonight. Listen, that's coming up here shortly. Now, you know we keep you updated with the weather, especially the way the weather's been happening around the continental United States. We have a news update for you here in a matter of seconds, and then a very important three-minute commentary. I want you to tune in for it. It's the J. Rouse Show. It is Wednesday, 347-850-1272. Let's get the party started, T.O. Are you ready? I'm ready. Let's do this.
It's a popcorn, man.
The J. Rouse Show starts now.
You never know. That's the point. Go.
You are out in serious, the number one talk radio show on BTR right now.
I'm kind of ready for some action now.
So you're excited too?
And you know this, man!
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. A massive bill funding the nation's agriculture programs over the next 5 years won bipartisan approval in the Republican-run House today and is now headed to the Senate. NPR's David Wellen explains the farm bill ends direct subsidies for farmers, expands crop insurance, and makes a modest cut in the massive food stamp program.
The farm bill was a bipartisan compromise. A majority of House Republicans and a minority of Democrats passed it, 251 to 166. Agriculture Committee Chairman Frank Lucas said its passage defied most expectations.
This farm bill might not be quite defined by most people as a miracle, but it's amazingly close.
Republicans had to settle for only one-fifth of the $40 billion in cuts they'd sought for the food stamp program. Still, those cuts angered many Democrats, including Massachusetts' Jim McGovern.
This bill will make hunger worse in America, not better.
The bill cuts about 1% of the food stamp program's $80 billion annual budget. David Wellman, NPR News, the Capitol.
In the South, they're getting a brutal taste of winter, and it seems in many cases governments, municipalities, and schools were not prepared. Atlanta police and National Guard troops are helping to escort kids home, some who spent the night stuck overnight at their schools or on buses. Roads around Atlanta are strewn with abandoned vehicles. Georgia Governor Nathan Deal says crews are still trying to clear the highways. He says they're doing their best to get stranded children and motorists off the roads.
Considering all the facts and circumstances, I think we have done a reasonable job. Could we have prevented it? That's the question. Could you have prevented it? And I don't think anybody can say that they know the answer to that.
Many of those stranded blame poor decisions by officials for making the situation worse, though. People describe spending up to 12 hours trying to get home. A number of deaths were reported in the South. Federal Reserve officials ignored turmoil in emerging markets and a stock market slide and said today they'll continue dialing back their stimulus. As NPR Stranitsky explains, it was Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke's last policymaking meeting.
At their previous meeting in December, Fed policymakers shaved $10 billion off their $85 billion a month bond buying program and said they intended to conclude the stimulus later this year. They were expected to cut it by another $10 billion at this meeting, and they did. As justification, they pointed to a moderately growing economy and improving job market. But the Fed policymakers also reiterated that they plan to keep short-term interest rates near zero until the unemployment rate falls below 6.5%. The Fed is exiting the stimulus as its author, Ben Bernanke, exits the chairman's post after a tumultuous 8-year tenure. Janet Yellen will take over as the Fed's leader on Saturday. John Idstey, NPR News, Washington.
Reaction on Wall Street to the Fed's move, not positive. The Dow was down 189 points today to 15,738. The Nasdaq fell 46 points. You're listening to NPR.
The views and opinions expressed during the 3-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the Jay Ryle Show. Jay's 3-minute commentary starts now.
Tonight in the 3-minute commentary, I'd like to read an email that I received from one of our listeners. It's a very long email, and since we only have 3 minutes, let me get right into this thing. The email reads as follows. Last Wednesday, I was so excited when I left work. I was excited because the night before, which was Tuesday, the host of my favorite radio show asked me, and I'm sure others, to submit questions for Wednesday night's show. I submitted my question, hoping that I would hear it read on the air the following night. So on Wednesday, when I got home from work, I fixed dinner for my daughter, helped her with her homework, and put her to bed. I then settled into my favorite chair with tablet in hand, tuned into the show. At first, I thought that my question didn't make the cut. The show was moving into the last segment right before the lounge with about 20 minutes left. Then to my surprise, Jay read my question. What I love about the show is, even though you all have fun at our expense, the answers to the questions, are very funny, thoughtful, and in most cases, correct. Once the question was read and the different hosts started chiming in with their answers, I was appalled at what I heard. Now, what she's talking about here is, her question was, her brother-in-law sent her lingerie for a present. I'm not sure if it was a Christmas present or a birthday present. I don't remember. So her question was, should she tell her sister that he had done this? Let me get back to her email. For anyone to suggest that the reason why this man sent me lingerie was because of something I must have done to him or with him or hinted that I wanted to do with him is just plain sick. What was more hurtful was the fact that it was women who suggested this. Shame on you. That is like suggesting that a woman is raped because of her wardrobe, which somehow justifies such a heinous act. At first, I considered calling my attorney due to character assassination, but Jay stayed true to his word and did not mention my name on the air. So similar to what another listener who was offended by something that was said on the air, I decided to send this email to the show. Here's how the story ends. Once I received the package, I informed my sister, and she and her husband are now in marriage counseling. Here's a suggestion. If you don't want to answer questions from your listeners, then don't ask for them. Calling people stupid for submitting questions is both wrong and ignorant, especially when you solicit the questions. I will no longer listen to this show, which is unfortunate because I think that you guys have the best show on the internet. Now let me jump in here. She is absolutely correct. We should not insult people because they send us questions that we solicited. I asked them to send questions in because that's what this show, or that's what that type of show is all about. It's all about, you know, getting answers. And like she said, and it's funny because it seems to me that the listener audience understands this concept better than we do. You know, they know that we're going to have fun at their expense, but they know that at the end of the day, we're going to give them the right information. And to sit here and suggest that people are sending answers in or sending questions in to strangers, that is plain stupid. Let me remind folks that radio is the most intimate form of communication when it comes to media, TV, and things of that nature. There are people who have been hanging with us for the past 3 years who don't know us personally, but they do know us because we talk about everything on the air. So it's my fault. And let me tell you something. I'm going to make sure that it doesn't happen again. If anyone feels that they've been offended by something that one of us has said on the air, you make sure you get in contact with us. The Jay Ryle Show at Live.com. That's the J-R-I-L Show at Live.com. And we'll make it right. Because the bottom line is that we do this for y'all. And if y'all feel that we have offended y'all, then you need to say so. That's my thought, that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
That concludes the 3-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
You know what? I'm going to make a do with a do, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to a good friend of mine. Put your hands together.
Yeah. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the coolest brother of them all? Is it Mr. L.E.S.?
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
Man, it's cold as hell in Houston, man. This is ridiculous. I moved down here so I could wear shorts all year long, and it comes to this mess. I am cold. This is some bullcrap.
Put your bitch in, you're crying.
Hey, man, I'm getting you damn skippy. This is ridiculous.
How cold is it? 40?
Man, let me tell you something, bro. It was 28 degrees in H-Town yesterday. There was ice on the ground, dog.
I'm playing the smallest violin in the world for your ass. Now, it was 44 below here. Kiss my ass.
Hey, man, listen to bro. That's because you live up north. That's you.
We got 19 degrees today and thought it was a damn heat wave. So 28 degrees would have been a welcome sight.
Hey, man, look here, bro.
So,
but I don't live up there, man. I don't live up there. Don't bring it here. I don't live up there, Mr. Elias.
Well, hey, when I tell you how cold it is up here, what do you tell me? Him got to deal with some
Hey, man, no, I say that if you want to be I say if you want to be warm, move your ass to a southern state. I live in a southern state. This is as southernest as you can get, and I'm making up words. But, yes, this is the southernest you can get.
Who cares? Boy, him cold.
It's cold, bro. This is ridiculous. It actually snowed here yesterday. Can you believe that?
It's snowing. It snowed here for 3 weeks straight. So kiss my ass.
Hey, man, man? Once again, I don't know why I talk to you about these things.
Him cold. Got a little snow.
Yeah, I am cold. It was so cold today. I had to break out the brown jacket, Mr. Elias. Ooh, it feels warm today.
Hell, you should have broke out 3 or 4, you big ass bear.
Hey, man, shut up. Shut it out.
Him cold is no little Billy.
Hey, man, look here, man. I can't stand you, bro. I can't stand you.
I know.
I'm just letting you know right now.
I can't stand you.
I can't. You know what? Like the damn match. I'm done with you. You know, I can't stand you. Like the damn match. Shit.
You should have let it match and light your fireplace.
I did light my fireplace.
Would you take a bullet for a stranger?
A bullet?
You're right.
Mr. Elias, give her a mulligan, man. She didn't mean that. She didn't understand the question, man. Ask her again, man. Ask her again.
Don't ask me again.
Okay. You wouldn't take a bullet for a kid that was a helpless kid?
No, I would not. My kids, yes. Anybody else's, you better look for your mama.
You better look for your mammy. And if she's down here, she's a cold. She's looking good, though. She had on some Kenneth Cole shoes. Versace. Her hair was fierce. Kicking. Like Claude Van Damme. I want to ride. Momo B. Hey, girl. How you been?
Hey. I'm fine. What's up, Miss Elia?
Hey, Momo.
You sound fine. What's up with you? Are you in jail or something? What's going on? You got a gun to your head? You can't talk?
I'm not in jail. And let me say something. I don't want to be the Debbie Downer of the start of the show. I really don't. However, I got an issue. So I'm just waiting until you tell me to express yourself, Moza. I'm expressing it. Otherwise, I'm just going to say, hey, how you doing? Hello, out there in Radio Land. Hello, God bless you all. Glad you're here. People in Atlanta, glad you're safe. I'm glad everybody's good. But
hey, that's good. That's good looking
sorry,
out.
Garrett, rest in peace. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Mourn
what
all the families. Pray is
who
going
died?
Out to everybody who lost their lives. A lot of you lost their lives in this winter storm.
Yeah. Good looking out.
Yeah, so shout everybody out. That's what I do here. I say what I feel, and I feel what I say, and that's what I'm doing.
Okay, you're looking out. She's right, though. That storm was bad in Atlanta. I mean, yeah. I mean, you're looking out, yeah. How many people died?
And when you're not used to it, things happen. It's not like people up north was beefing about, oh, Atlanta only had 2 inches of snow, and what's the big deal? But if you're not used to 2 inches of snow, then it could turn tragic. And it did.
Yeah.
So that's it. You can't say what somebody else is used to and make light of it. Because if it's going to happen to you, then you need to just shut up and be quiet. If it's not in your neck of the woods, just thank God that nothing bad happened to you. Because especially if you live up north, it can happen at any time. We all know that. So those people up there should not be making light of people in Atlanta. Oh, they shut the whole city down. That's good ass. Woo, 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 woo. No, they did it for a reason, because they were not equipped to handle the little situation that it was. They're not equipped to handle it. So that's it. It's not the snow piles like New York do that come out every 2 days. They don't do that in Atlanta. So when stuff freezes up on the road, that's major to them. People that live there who grew up there all their life, they don't even know how to drive in that circumstance. They don't even know the same home.
If it freezes up anywhere, it's tragic and people deal with that. Even up north, darling.
No, my thing is, I lived up north all my life. But you know me, what separates me from other people is when there's ice and snow on the road, I don't care who I work for. Guess what, boo? I ain't coming. That's what you need to understand. I'm not leaving my house with my babies. I'm not doing it. I never did it. People make fun of me for years because they say, it's snowing, Mo ain't coming to work. When I would walk in the door, they took bets on whether I was coming or not, because I'm not risking my life or my children.
They took bets.
That's what I'm not doing. And when you put your commentary that me, oh, I'm not taking a bullet, because I don't. I didn't, even if you're paying me to come somewhere, I'm not doing it. I'm going to take the day off. I'm going to take the loss. Because it's not worth it. Nothing is worth me not being here for my children. No bullets for no stranger kids. No trying to get to work. Nothing.
Yeah, we know that.
I'm telling you the truth. Nothing is worth me dying and not being here the next day for my kids. I grew up without a mother, so I already know I'm not doing that to my kids. That's just me.
Calm down, Martin Luther King. I mean, okay, wow.
I'm just saying, that's how I am.
We agree, baby. Yeah, alrighty.
No,
wow.
You don't
wow.
agree, because you make fun of me every time you
I'm not making fun of you, Momo.
That.
We have to
no,
do it. Momo,
no,
okay.
No. You wouldn't risk your life for a kid, and it's a kid. And say, at least the those words, quote, unquote. No, I would not, is what I said. because I wouldn't. But I'm just saying, that's just me, because I grew up without a mother, and I'm not doing that to my kids. That's number one. That
no, we understand.
Kids.
No, seriously, we do understand. I mean, the bottom line is that people shouldn't have to get out there and risk their lives. You know, I know a person who their job told them that basically, if they didn't show up, you know, they was going to get fired. It's ice all over the damn place down in Miss Elias. And can't nobody drive down here with his ice. Hell, even if it's raining, these damn people can't drive. But the bottom line is, you know, they were told they had to come to work. And so, yeah, look, I agree with you 110% with that. I mean, bottom line is folks should be able to be healthy. But use your own discretion, because at the end of the day, you know, you can get sued if you know, your ass get killed on the way there. Your family can get you if your job is making you come in. So there shouldn't be any retaliation against that. I'm with you. All right.
So we got one favorite listener calling in, you know. It's a lady from South.
Hold on, Michelle. What are you doing, man? What are you doing? I mean,
yeah, hold on, Michelle.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I got our favorite listener. Hey, Vanessa,
we have a lot of favorite listeners, Miss Elias. Will you interrupt the show because we have a favorite listener calling in?
I'm Vanessa's favorite listener. That's why he's interrupting. Hi, Mama.
Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus.
Hey.
I recognize that voice.
I can't even get by, but hey, girl. Hey, Miss Momo. Are you chewing them up because the snow in Atlanta, are you eating them alive?
Yes, amongst other things. They got a whole bunch of junk with them tonight, but okay, I'm taking one step at a time, one baby step at a time.
Oh, my Lord. Wow. You know you must be special, Vanessa, because Mr. Elias know damn well we don't let nobody in here before we get to our second break, but you must be special. Hey, girl, how you doing?
I'm wonderful. Y'all doing okay?
Yeah, we're doing great.
I can't understand because y'all fighting over the weather.
No, so, I was good until I called into the show, to tell you the truth. I was damn good.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Ooh, Lord.
Yes.
All right, girlfriend. All righty then. Okay, well, she has an attitude, so, but let me make the announcement. It is Wednesday. Welcome into the Wednesday edition of the J. Ryle Show. 347-850-1272 is our call-in number, 347-850-1272. And if you are one of our favorite listeners, we would be more than happy to get you in here after we get done handling our business, because if you listen to this show, you know what time it is.
Pay attention.
Ten good minutes. All right, folks, it's time for 10 Good Minutes, sponsored by the Rib Zone. And 10 Good Minutes is where we kind of talk about whatever's on our mind. And before we get into this thing, look, let me tell you something. Mr. Elias, let me say this, and I'm going to say this right now, because I read this story earlier today, and I'm going to tell you right now, you would never, ever hear this dude.
Mr. Elias,
I thought he was Garfin.
No, he's not. He's like a light brown.
What was that?
Oh, hold up.
Oh, Lord. Damn, what's going on? Oh, Lord, they're taking over. They're taking over.
Pay attention.
What the hell?
Woo! 10 good minutes.
Okay, we're going to do this.
10 good minutes.
All right, if you did know, 10 Good Minutes is sponsored by the Rib Zone. All right, look, let's continue our conversation about this guy. All right, listen. I read that Prince is suing people from his Facebook page because they posted links to some old concerts of him back in the 80s. And he's suing them for copyright infringement. Are you kidding me?
Well, hey,
what is
you
that?
Know.
Huh?
He owns them, man. Oh, they put him out
there. Stop, Mr. Elias. Stop it.
Hey, man, let's see if he wins. That's all I can say.
I can't believe he's doing it, though. I can't believe he's doing it. I'm shocked that he's doing it.
They don't have his permission. If they don't have his permission to do it.
But all they're doing is posting links, Mr. Elias, to watch his concerts. What is wrong with Prince?
Okay. If they don't have the rights to do it, let's see what happens, baby. That's all I can say about it.
This is the same guy who sued a mother who posted a YouTube picture of her baby girl dancing to Let's Go Crazy, a 29-second YouTube post, and he sued them back in 2007. What is wrong with Prince?
He don't play that. That's why he's...
Well, I tell you what, you know what, you said it right. We don't play that either. I'll never play another Prince song on this network, and I'll never play another one in my own personal... I cannot believe this. I am so appalled by this. I am. And I'm not joking. This is ridiculous. People spend their hard-earned cash to support you and see you in concert, and you gonna act like a little bitch? Because that's what you're acting like. Doing this?
Wow.
Are you serious?
Right, man, that's his copyright infringement. That's a copyright infringement, man. He's not going to get anything because you can't get blood out of a turnip. So, hell, the people he's trying to sue are poor anyway. So, this is just a
what the hell? But what does that have to do with anything?
Hell, when's the last time you heard about Prince doing anything? I'll wait.
Man, I'm shocked. Let me be quiet before you sue me. Oh, I heard you. I want to be your brother. Ooh, I don't want to sing it because I may have to owe him $10 for saying that one phrase. Jesus Christ.
Man, look, man, it's a copyright infringement, man. I mean, he's probably getting himself in the news for a reason. I don't know. Maybe he's coming out with a new project.
No, Mr. Elias. If you go back and look.
Isn't he headlining the
Essence?
Isn't he headlining the Essence Festival?
Well, I won't be going. I'm glad you told me that.
My
daughter's going.
Horrible. His last music was horrible. I'm sorry. His last six albums were horrible. Hell, he ain't been good since he left Warner Brothers. He's been horrible, man. I'm sorry.
Now, wait a minute. Now hold on. Now listen. The thing about Prince was, ever since he kind of after Purple Rain, you know, I can't even say that. Prince is one of these guys who have an album out, and there's probably two songs on that album after 1999. And the only reason 1999 became as popular as it did is because he did the movie Purple Rain. And all those hits, they became hits after that. Well, no, I'm sorry. Which one was that? He had the little eyeball on the album. Was that 1999?
No.
That was 1999, right? The double album set?
Yeah, with the 99. Yeah, with the
yeah, yeah. See, that was the best one he made. That had lady cab driver. It had an international lover. I mean, it was a very great album. Everything else he made after that, well, I think didn't he make Prince Purple Rain? That was a good one. But then, you know, it was just one-hit wonders, dude. I mean, you know, Kiss. What else was on the Kiss album but Kiss? And the only reason people like Kiss because they had that girl dancing around the video.
Well,
okay, are we going to spend our 10 minutes talking about Prince? I just want to know because I could just put you on speaker and do my thing.
Okay, let's get you out there right now. What is wrong with you? Let's just get out of the way. What's wrong with you?
My thing is I heard your three-minute commentary. And
I'm glad you did.
Homegirl was on the show. I'm glad you – what do you mean? I'm always here all the time. I hear everything. But my thing is Homegirl came on the show last week one asking a question, and then you want to say, why are we taking people? This is my thing. She asked a question, right, to everybody.
Yep.
We answered it. Now, how are you going to get mad at answers? That's like a man. A man will ask you a question and get mad at the answer. If you're going to ask me, especially me, I'm going to take this personally, and that's what I just did. If you're going to ask Momo B a question, you're going to get the answer. It might not be the answer you want, but you're going to get an answer. Now, how are you going to get mad at me because I answered your question? Okay.
It's a way to answer anything, Momo B.
No.
Let me finish, Miss Elias. Go ahead, Momo. Go, baby.
The question was, she sent underwear. Her friend's man sent her underwear. Whatever. She
her
asked
sister.
Her, the man sent her underwear. Her sister's man sent the new chick underwear. Okay. That's what the question was. Now, number one is, I heard this today. I didn't hear this before. But today I heard that she didn't accept it. That's what I heard today. I didn't hear that last week when the question was posed. The question was, what would you do? Now, number one,
the question was, should she tell her sister? That was the question.
That shouldn't have been a question in my eyes. Because, of course, you should tell your sister. Mm. That was the answer. If she wanted a straight answer, then we would all say, of course. I don't know who would have said no, but whatever. My thing was, of course you should. If she just wanted a one-phrase answer, of course, yes. Of course. We could have just did that and be done. But this is a radio show. And on the radio show, you elaborate on your answer. So when I say, yes, you should tell your sister, I'm going to elaborate. Because you know what? At the end of the day, I don't know your character. I don't know your personality, your morality. I don't know where you've been raised. I don't know what you're doing to come to the radio station to ask a question like that. If you know that you should tell your sister, then you tell your sister. You don't have to go to no radio station asking them. And because she came to the radio station asking, I want to let her know that, yes, you should tell your sister, and that it looks kind of suspect that you got to come outside and ask the question in the first place. That's just my thought, my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
I like the way you did that. All right, look, we got to go to break. Hold that thought. We'll finish this up on this. Hold that. Hold your thought. We have to go to break. We'll talk about it on the other side. All right, 10 Good Minutes is sponsored by the Rib Zone, 5020 Highway 78 in Memphis, Tennessee, the home of the all-you-can-eat 1495 barbecue buffet. Tell Denny Den that the J. Rouse Show sent you. Mr. Elias, let me tell you something, bro, before we go to break. He sent me a bottle of some damn barbecue rub. Let me tell y'all something. This is the best crap I ever tasted in my damn life. And I'm not just saying that because he sponsors this segment. I'm telling you, if you are in Houston, and you are Vanessa, I will cook some ribs, girl, and throw some of that stuff on there, baby. And I'm going to let you eat them ribs unless you don't eat ribs. And then I want you to tell me.
Don't do it.
I want you to.
Don't take the ribs.
Uh-huh, I want you to do it.
Yeah, yeah. And I want you to tell me if those ribs are good or not, girl. That's what I want you to do.
You don't want to be
sick. You can make the ribs.
Yeah, I agree.
Don't do it.
Jay, don't be making no promises that you can't keep because we all want to go out over there and eat some ribs.
Oh, girl, I got you. I got you. It's Rib City. It's Rib City. All right, look, it's time to take a break for weather. Old school, get hype, son. We'll be back on the other side. It's the J. Rouse Show Wednesday edition. Don't go nowhere.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Good evening, I'm Rex Smith. Here's a look at the nation's weather.
UrbanMultiChurch.com. The temperatures tomorrow stay cold. These are your high temperatures. Again on Wednesday, only getting into the teens and 20s for a huge portion of the Midwest. And on Thursday, your high in Fargo is zero. It is going to be cold, 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 cold for days. Temperatures staying below freezing for quite a while here. And the wind chills now, looking at the wind chills, going down into the negative 40 here in Fargo by tomorrow morning at 7:30. And it is staying cold. So, again, this is what the number that really counts, because this is what it's going to feel like when you go outside. Kim?
But I'll tell you, a lot of us threatened here across the southeast. And those of you traveling, even Houston, Lafayette, over towards New Orleans, where we could get a wintry mix as well. Starting out with sleet and rain in the morning, changing to freezing rain in the afternoon. Winter storm warnings are up. Wintry mix overnight, maybe picking up an inch of snow in New Orleans. And that's where we have the winter storm warnings in effect. And includes Augusta, includes Mobile, includes Tallahassee. All right, winter storm warnings are up for this area. And again, here's where we're expecting the possibility of power outages, where you see the darker purple. Mobile, though, we could see some ice, maybe snow mixing in there as well. 3 to 5 inches. Some parts of, looks like parts of central South Carolina and North Carolina, but interior sections may pick up 5 to 8, especially here in North Carolina. 1 to 3 inches possible in Montgomery, Atlanta. 1 to 3 possible around town again. And parents, I know a lot of you thinking, what about school? I'm sure they'll be making that call later on tonight.
I'm Rex Smith. 347-850-1272 is the phone number. Continue to listen to The Jay Ryle Show. Have a good evening.
It's time for the O2 Get Hype Song, dog.
Doing my own thing. Love is always our way of having. You got my 40, homie.
Man, I got mind control over Debo. He be like, shut the fuck up. I be quiet, but when he leave, I be talking again.
Man, my grandmama gave me that chain.
She gonna cry in the car.
We are gathered here today on this sofa occasion to say goodbye to the dearly departed. He was dearly and he has departed. Thus, that's why we call him the dearly departed. In other words, the nigga dead. And if you think we gonna bury you with them diamonds and shit on, you got another thing coming.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Hump day. You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
What's happening, y'all? Welcome back in. 347-850-1272 is our caller number. 347-850-1272, Wednesday edition of the J. Ryle Show. Glad you guys are in the hizzy with us, because I tell you, it's all about trying to make you laugh and have fun on a beautiful Wednesday. Glad you guys are here loving it. And, of course, my girl Vanessa is up in this thing. What's up, Vanessa, girl? How you doing,
baby?
Baby,
been warm, because it is cold in Houston.
It's cold. Don't you tell these people it's cold in damn Houston. What's wrong with them? It's cold.
I heard Mr. Elliott, but you know what, baby? In Houston, this is cold. We got to find a leather coat. It's cold.
I got a brown one. I got a brown one.
You got one coat, huh?
I got a brown one. Everybody clown me about.
No, Vanessa. One coat will fit a nation. What?
Oh, you got jokes. Are you funny? You're a comedian tonight. The hell with you.
That was a doorway that I had to step in. Don't you
Mama said it'll hit the nation.
It's a lie. It's a lie. She lied, and the truth ain't in her ass.
I never lied. That's a problem. I don't lie.
Yeah, well, you don't get your misinformed then.
Nah, something ain't right.
Something ain't right. All right, look here. It's 6 minutes after the hour. 347-850-1272 J. Ryle Show. Glad you guys are in the house. You know, tonight we're talking about the top 10 love songs of all time.
What?
Top 10 of all time. We're gonna rank them tonight here on the show. But before we get into it, though, let's get out to the phone line. Yeah.
Hey.
Top 10. You're going to rank them down.
Uh-oh.
All right. What you saying, Vanessa? That's a damn jingle, girl. There ain't no damn song. All right, 347-850-1272. Mr. Elliott, man, who do we have on the line, Big Daddy?
Hey, man, this guy Stiletto has been hanging on for the last 10 minutes.
Stiletto.
What's up, brother?
Named Stiletto. What's happening, Stiletto? How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing well. Peace and blessings to everybody.
Hey, peace and blessings to you, too, my brother. What can we do for you tonight, Stiletto?
I got a two-part question.
Yes, sir.
I got a two-part question.
Yes.
Is this weather a Bible prophecy? And second, I heard you talk about barbecue the other day. Could you give me a good recipe for a decent rub for a brisket? Because I might try to cook some brisket in a couple of weeks for my mom them coming down to Memphis.
Where you located, my brother? Where you located?
I'm a truck driver, but I will be in Memphis.
Are you going to be in Memphis?
Yes.
You need to go check out. Yeah. Okay, let me tell you what you need to do, brother. Okay, you need to go to a place called the Rib Shack, right? Is it the Rib? What is it called, Mr. Elliott? He got me confused. All right, listen. 5028 Highway 78 in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm telling you, brother, it's the best damn ribs in the world. You need to stop by there and grab you some ribs. All right? I'm telling you. You tell Diddy Den that the J. Ryle Show sent you up in there.
Thank you. Yes.
It's the best ribs, brother.
Write it down.
It's good.
And keep it pushing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get your ribs, dog. I'm telling you what to do. I'm telling you now. 5028 Highway 78 in Memphis, Tennessee. Make sure you stop by there.
Yeah.
Now, what do you recommend for like a rub? Because this is something that I want to try myself, just to say, J. Ryle gave me a decent recipe. I tried it. came out good. I might can make a few improvements on it. Thank you. Yeah.
Hold on, bro. Hold on. You don't know if you can. Hold on, bro. What you mean you can make some improvements on it, brother? You don't know if you. It may be good just the way it is, man. What you talking about?
You must have had your cookies.
Shut up, Mr. Elliott. Right, now, listen, let me tell you something, bro. When you stop by there, he has rubs. The rubs that he has, I'm telling you right now, he just sent me a sample package. And I'm telling you, brother, it's the best stuff I ever tasted. And I taste a lot of barbecue rubs, a lot of them.
Oh, what's the name of this place?
The name of it is, hold on, all right. I'm drawing a blank, Mr. Elliott. What's the name of it, man? Come on, tell me. God dang, I'm losing my train of thought.
Hold on one second.
What are you doing? Hold on. See, this guy's my right-hand man. Oh, my God. I can't. I'm drawing a blank. And I say this every show. Oh, my Lord. Hold on, Stiletto. I'm going to get that information to you.
It's
I feel like a damn
zone.
Fool.
It's the rib zone.
The rib zone. There he is. The rib zone. The rib zone, brother. The rib zone. The rib zone.
Rib zone.
All right, yeah,
okay.
The rib zone.
Rib zone.
Yeah,
it's
located in a hotel.
Do it out.
Call
there. They got it. Do it.
I know it's bad.
Let's
and it's crazy.
Move on.
So, yeah, check it
out.
Do
y'all think that, do y'all think that
okay, let me ask you a second question. You asked me about prophecy. You asked about prophecy.
Yeah.
I don't know, bro. I'm not sure about that one. I don't know if Jesus is trying to send us some messages. You know, people could
Jesus just
that.
Saved your life. Hallelujah.
I don't know.
Hallelujah.
I just don't know, Stiletto. Do you think?
You know,
let me ask you.
Oh, okay.
Do you think so?
Well,
do you think that is a prophecy?
I'm a truck driver, so I get a chance to touch a lot of states within a given week. Now, when it's warmer in Alaska than it is down here in the lower 48 states,
yes.
Now, there's
right
a
now.
Lot of things that's going on that they're not even talking about, but they do give elements of suggestion or hints to say, check it out. Now, when you get that type of temperature in Houston and New Orleans, and you get and when
yes,
the factor
Sundays.
Of maybe zero in Memphis like it was a couple of days, something's
wrong.
If they're talking about
Sunday.
Now, if they came out and said, listen, y'all, this is the real deal. You know folks are good day jobs and say, man, forget it.
Yeah.
Let's talk about
it.
Yeah,
so,
we get with you, brother. We get with you.
We do. We are
Sunday morning.
Sunday morning. But you know, listen, he's right though. I mean, the bottom line is
love
that
you.
The weather is kind of acting kind of funky. But you know, I don't think I'm qualified. I don't think I got enough religious points to answer that question.
We may have to let Rich Sister answer that one.
Hi there. 6%.
Uh-oh. I want a swag.
At the left, there was a man and woman having sex, and at the right, there were two men having sex. No, I wasn't sitting down. I was having drink after drink after drink.
I was swinging. 6 is for sex.
You didn't leave?
Hello, Miss Terry. Sex is so for sex. How the hell are you doing?
I'm fine. Hey, Mama B. Hey,
Elias. Hey, my sister.
Hey, the dude thought you was T.D. Jakes or something, a prophecy.
Well, you know, I was going to spit it to him.
That's something wrong with that picture.
You know, hey, listen, don't get
wrong.
Mad at me because I got the gift.
Don't play with the gift. You already know what happened. Don't play with the gift. Don't even say nothing.
You ain't lying. This must be Grand Central Station up in this thing tonight. We haven't even got to the QOD yet. Listen, oh, my goodness. Ernest is calling in. Hello, Ernest. How the hell are you?
What's up, everybody? Good evening. I'm just hanging out for a little bit, but I came to say hello.
Hello.
Okay, Ernest. Hello, everybody, to you. Bye. Oh, no, I'm just joking. So what's going on, Ernest? How you doing?
I'm doing good. We just got done with our inspirational show, Beaten Path, at the top of the hour there. I thought, let me pop over to J. Ryle and say hi to all them people for a little bit before I head on out to do my thing for the evening.
Yeah,
okay,
well,
we don't want to know what that
wiggly,
thing
wiggly,
is.
Wiggly,
we don't want to know what that is. But,
well, no,
but
it's nothing. I usually, because there's nothing, you know what, Jay, there's nothing on TV much these days. I mean, there's a lot of stuff on, but there's nothing, I don't think there's anything that good for me. So I go upstairs, I read, I run four or five blogs, so I'll go up and work on those, and then watch a little Netflix, I'll do something. I like talking to everybody here, so that I just came by to say hey for a little bit. I'll hang out probably till the bottom of the half hour.
All right, well, hang on out,
there.
Hang on out, man. We got a lot of stuff to get into. We got a lot of people
hello,
to get into.
Hello, everybody. Hello, love, hair grease. Hello.
Hey, we can't all talk at the same time. Thank you.
Oh, my God. What the hell is going on? Hey, Grand Central Station.
Why is everybody getting so upset me?
Are you in it? It's really too early.
You ladies don't seem to realize how valuable my time is.
You're gonna make Rob smooth.
My neck was feeling good, but I gotta put this damn helmet back on because I got a funny feeling. You ain't get sprinkled.
Let's have some average wiggling. I want some perfection. Rob smooth.
Hello, Rob smooth. How the hell are you?
What's up, family? You know, my time's limited, so I'm going to get this in real quick. How you doing, Momo B? How you doing, Mr.
Hey,
Elias?
Bro.
How you doing, Miss Terry? How you doing, Miss B? What's up, Bubble Guts? And for the caller?
He must be talking to himself by that point. He ran out of other people.
No, I'm talking about Jay. I was talking about the brown jacket man. But anyway, I just called in to say, hey, man, for now on, when I call in, don't ask me none of them damn questions that your listeners send in because I don't want to get sued. Second of all, if old dude asks you for a recipe, the prophecy is anybody eat is going to get sicker than a dog. But that's all I got to say about your barbecue.
Gotta go.
This
later.
Person has been muted.
Thank you, Rob Smooth, for the interruption. That wasn't even worth our damn time.
It really was terrible.
Yeah, that was horrible. Okay, all right, let's try this again. Welcome to the edition of the J. Ryle Show, 347-850-1272. Boy, I tell you what, we are, man, this thing has gone by fast as hell. So let's get into the... Yes, Momo B.
I'm sorry. No, I'm good.
Sure? Okay. Let's get to the QOD, the question of the day. And the question of the day is, we want to name the top 10 slow jams of all time. Now, you may have one that you think is the special one, but we want to hear about it. So that's it, 347-850-1272. Call us and tell us the QOD, the question of the day. The top 10, and we're going to break it down tonight. Before we leave, you will know what the top 10 love songs of all times are, okay? So, Miss Elias, Bob, you know how we shot this thing off? It always start with you, my brother, from another mother.
Yes,
so let's break it down.
I don't know why.
So give me your...
I know why.
Give me...
I thought I was muted. I thought I had myself on
mute. Yeah, no, we still heard your ass. All right, so yes, Mr. Elias, give me a top slow jam, dog.
Anita Baker, I apologize.
For me, Mr. Elias, yes.
For me, Layla Hathaway, You Were Meant For Me. That's one of my top.
You Were Meant For Me? Which one is that?
It ain't on the list. That's all we need to know.
No. It ain't. Listen, the list is subject to whatever we determine, Miss Momo.
No, it's not on the list. I'm going to tell you that right now.
It's not on your list.
Yeah, you go ahead and tell me that's on the list. Go ahead. I'm waiting.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of which one it is. Miss Elias, which one is it?
It's off her new album. Oh, it's funky. It is bad.
No.
I love it.
The problem right there. How come the greatest of all time be a new hit for Layla?
Have you heard
the
song on the beat?
Oh, my God, man. Hey.
Oh, my goodness. Somebody help.
The greatest of all time was the question. How could her new joint be on the list?
That is my
I
ain't got time for that. Go ahead, Jay. Let's go.
Oh, no. He said I ain't got time for that.
Boy, they ain't got time for it.
The mayor of Cleveland is in effect tonight.
You ain't going to talk to me. I got the mute button in hand. No, you ain't not going to talk to me.
Okay, so now let's go to it. Now, so listen. Okay, so now you're saying that Mr. Elias, though, we're talking about the greatest of all time, dog. You're saying that's one of the top ten.
Oh, yes. It's in my top ten, most definitely.
Okay, hey, listen, that's all that counts. We're just trying to put together a list. We want people to leave knowing that when they leave, that this is the top ten list. Okay, that's great. Miss Terry, give me one. Give me a song.
Can we hear Mr. Elias again? Because there was some talking, and I honest to God missed what he said.
Tell him again, Mr. Elias.
Yeah, what was your song, Mr. Elias?
You were meant for me by Layla Hathaway. It's on her new album. It is bad.
Oh, okay.
Awesome.
Listen, brother, if it's new and in your top 10, I'm going to be checking it out soon. If it's that good, I'm going to go check it out.
It is bad.
All right, well, you need to try to find it and get it loaded in so we can hear it. All right, Miss Terry, give me one, baby. Give me one of your top 10.
The number one to me, top 10, is Always and Forever by Heatwave.
You know what you are. Absolutely.
Wedding.
That's right there. That's on the list.
Always
that is on the list.
That
is on the list.
That to me on my wedding. Notice and his best friend saying that to me on my wedding. That's the song right there.
You're right.
Otis and his best friend. Otis can't sing.
Yeah.
Otis can't sing.
That's on everything I love. He sung it to me at my wedding. That's on everything I love.
But you know what? She's right, though. Okay, let's get a show of hands. Who agrees that maybe should be on the damn list? What about you, Michelle? What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. It should be on the list. Yeah.
You got think about that one for a second. Remember that we're going to tell the age here a little bit. We were in middle school, I think, when that came out. Junior high, right?
Hey, you was in middle school.
I'm going to shut up. You better. Someone's going to mute you.
So anyway, think about that song, though, man. Every day, love me your own special way. Ooh, man, I'm getting chills on my spine. That's a good one, Miss Terry.
1970.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I got to give it to you. That's a damn good one, girl. That's a good one. Matter of fact, when they give us good ones, we got to give them a damn round of applause. Because, God dang it, that's a top one right there, girl.
Please.
Yeah, we got to give a round of applause. You know, round of applause when you give us a good one. And that is definitely a good one, Always to Fail Us. You go, girl. You go, girl. All right, Ron Smooth, give me one, dog. Give me a top 10. I'm going to be surprised if you don't say this. Let me see if I know you the way I think I know you. Give me a top 10 love song, Rosmo.
I'm going to say, Shower Me With Your Love. I think that was
Who made that?
Telling Me Bad.
Babyface's group.
Shower Me With Your Love. Babyface's group didn't make that.
It didn't?
Is
it's Surface from
Moves?
1989.
Hold on,
Surface.
When
yeah, Surface did make that. That was Surface. He's right. That was Surface. Surface made that. Yeah. That's your top 10 of all time? All right, okay.
And no, Babyface wasn't in that group.
No, Babyface wasn't.
No, I think that was Ready for the World, wasn't it?
I just looked it
Surface.
Up. It's Surface.
Surface.
It was from their second album.
That was Surface.
19...
That was Surface, Roswell.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know, man. It's all got so many things going on. But anyway.
1989.
Okay. All right. I don't know, man. Do we all get it? Is it consistent that should be on our top 10 list?
I say that may be an honorable mention for
right
now.
Well, you know, you asked me my opinion, not
Rob,
what?
Dr. Chris,
Ophelia, Momo B.
Okay, get him out. He's number troublemaker. Thank you, Rob Smooth, for your input. You have been a scholar and a gentleman. Thank you very damn much. All right, Vanessa, give me one, baby.
Yeah.
Give me a love song, a top 10 in your mind of all time.
Anita Baker.
Ooh.
Vanessa, me. Anita Baker.
Which one?
Giving
one?
You the best that I got.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Wow. Fantastic choice.
Yes.
Are we voting now? We're voting now. How many people think that that should be on the damn list? We got to vote now because we got
to
put together our top 10.
I think that
put
needs to be in the top 10. Because that's based on her marriage. I mean, that was a direct line to her husband. I think that's a wonderful choice.
Mama B said yay. What about you, Miss Terry?
Thank you. I said yes.
Thank you, Mama B.
No. Yes. Ernest said yes. I say yes.
He understands.
Miss Elias, what about you, doll?
Isn't that the one that Gary Taylor wrote she took from Layla?
Yeah, she said
she took that from Layla.
Can I ask a question, J. Rao, please?
Yes, Momo, yes.
Do you have a list or are you taking
No, votes? No. We don't have a list. We're going to put it out there, and all of us are going to vote for it.
I just want to know.
Yeah, we're
going to
put it on our list.
I know Layla ain't on nobody's list. I just want to put that out there. Thank you. Let's move on.
All right, head clap. All right, so now we have two.
I just wanted to say that I'm not trying to hurt nobody. I just want to grasp a party.
All right, 347-850-1272 is our caller number. 347-850-1272.
You feel good. Michelle, I feel good.
Who do we have on the line, Big Daddy?
We got Auntie on the line.
What's going on, Auntie?
What's up?
Ain't nothing going on, girl.
What's
happening, baby?
Everybody, Happy New Year.
You said that when you was on here last time. You've been on the show since the New Year, sweetie.
And Merry Christmas to you all.
Thank you very much to you, too.
I have one.
Which one? Give me one, Auntie.
Man, Ivan Hayes. I stand accused of loving you.
I stand accused of loving you. How does that go? Can you give us a couple of bars?
It doesn't count. And I'm guilty.
Ooh, wow.
That's Isaac Hayes, right?
Yes.
Ooh,
yeah.
Lord. Jesus.
I'm guilty.
Ooh.
Hello?
We're just Rolling Stone.
You could do another one called, It's a Thin Line.
Come with that song again.
Pick your poison.
Thank you, Auntie. Keep saying.
You know, it's a thin line between love and hate.
You lost.
Thank you, Auntie. Thank you.
And it's another one, too.
Hold on, Auntie. Oh, Auntie, slow down, Auntie. It's on your roll, baby. Oh, Lord have mercy. She's in concert tonight. She's in concert. Thank you, Auntie.
My love. That's what I was telling this guy. He understood it, right? I kept singing this song walking around his house. I was trying to tell him goodbye, and I said, you know, I kept singing. One of us wanted to be the first to say.
Yeah.
He never got it yet. So one day I said, you know what?
It's not a song.
My love. Goodbye.
Oh my Lord, what the hell?
Rocky, bye bye.
Thank you very much, Auntie. God bless you.
You muted me.
Got that.
Oh my my God. What the hell was that?
I was trying
Thank
to
do
things about it, but he couldn't comprehend.
That was a wonderful thing. You are the greatest of all time. All right, we're going to step out and take a break. We'll be back after this. Oh, my Lord, Jesus Christ.
In the Circuit Court of the 18th Judicial Circuit in and for Seminole County, Florida, State of Florida versus George Zimmerman, verdict, we the jury find George Zimmerman not guilty.
Hi, I'm Jay from the Jay Ryle Show, and the one thing that the George Zimmerman verdict should have shown us was, even though this nation elected a black man into the White House twice, we have a long way to go. So don't get mad. Get involved.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Become a part of Club Nouveau's consciousness. When you purchase product from a singer or group, you are establishing a relationship with that performer. Come partner with Club Nouveau on Indiegogo.com. Partnerships range from $5 and up. No amount is out of the question. Connect to Indiegogo.com, Indiegogo.com. Search for Club Nouveau, CLUBNOUVEAU. And you're in. Get in on this history-making way to get the music out. Each contribution receives a special gift from Club Nouveau. Some will get advanced copies of their latest CD. Revolutionary means to get the job done. And you can help. Indiegogo.com. Search for Club Nouveau. CLUBNOUVEAU. Experience consciousness as we change the world together.
What we gonna do is go back, dog. Rewind. Rewind.
We go a little something like this. Hit it.
Nothing much. Nada. Zilch.
Zilch. Just got my workout in. Just did my thing, and I'm good right now. You know?
You're feeling good like you know you should, basically.
Yes. Just got out the shower. You know, lotioned up, you know, did my thing.
Hey,
now,
man, Mr. Elliott, hey, bro, hold on. I don't want to hear that, man. Why are you telling me that you put lotion on your ass? I don't want to hear that. Why would you tell a man that you lotioned up? Like, okay, really, Mr. Elliott, really?
Because I know what kind of man you are.
No, the hell you don't know what kind of, apparently you don't know what type of man I am. Yeah, I just lotioned up. I'm glistening in the damn wind. What the hell is up with that, Mr. Elliott?
Well, I know what kind of man you are because you always got your titties out to me in here. Like a day was an
eight. You know,
man,
you make me nervous, man. Say that for Saturday. Save it for Saturday, Miss Elias. And Ernest will be right there to take you to where you need to go, okay?
Rewind.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
It's hump day.
Hump day!
Woo-hoo! You dare right, it's hump day. 347-850-1272, J. Ryle Show. Glad you guys are in the house with us on a beautiful Wednesday. Hanging out with the usual suspects, and then some. My boy, Mr. L.E.S. is in the house. What's up, big boy?
I ain't scared of you motherfuckers, man.
Who you with? Who you with? And, of course, Rob Smooth is showing up tonight. Hello, Rob Smooth. How you be, dog? Thank you, Rob Smooth, for coming your damn mic on. Then you're not saying nothing. The hell with you. Vanessa, hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Ooh, I like that. Miss Terry's in the house. What's going on, girl?
Hey.
Hey, Big E has stopped in and hanging out with us for a little while. What's up, E?
Hey, don't be offering me up for your sexual innuendos to come in. We're gonna have issue, big man.
Thank you.
I don't roll like that, brother. I don't roll like that.
Hey, no problem. No problem.
I know Mr. L.E.S. doesn't, so let's not make this an uncomfortable situation, okay?
I know, right?
Let's have a little respect for me and Mr. L.E.S., okay? I respect him. Why do you guys disrespect him?
Thank you. Thank you, Ernest.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you.
Back at you. Hey, Auntie, how you doing, too?
I'm just trying to get with what you was saying. It's kind of deep.
Okay.
Kind of deep there, brother.
Okay.
I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. Kind of deep.
All right. Glad you're feeling it, Auntie.
I'm sure enough. Yeah, I wish you could hear it.
Where did Bubble Butt go?
I'm throwing it out, but y'all not hear what you're saying.
All right.
It's a thin line.
347-850-1270.
Which one of my songs
you're going to
put up there for number one? That's what I want to know.
347-850-1270 is the number to call in. Tonight we're discussing the top 10 love songs of all time since Jay has disappeared on me. And we came up with two so far that we're going to put on the list. One is Anita Baker, the song she stole from my boo, Give Me the Best That I Got. And the other one is, what is it, Miss Terry, what did you say? Miss Terry?
Heatwave.
Always
and forever?
Forever.
Yeah.
Always and forever, yes.
But can I get another one in before? Can I get another one in before Jay comes? Because he ain't gonna like this one.
No, let me get mine in first. Let's go.
Yeah,
around.
You
won't even take none of mine. I put four in.
Okay, Ernest, give us one.
Whenever somebody brings up this thing about love songs, the first thing that always comes to my mind, and it may just be because I'm a hardcore fan, but it has got to be a song called Adore from Prince. And it was never a single, but it was on every urban radio station in 1987 and 88, and I still hear it played to this day. It is absolutely one of the best love songs I have ever heard. So it would be Adore from Prince, absolutely hands down.
Mm. Wow, Adore, huh? Mm.
Yes. Mm. What a fantastic song.
Jay's a little upset with Prince tonight because...
Hold on,
who said
again?
Prince? Who said Prince?
I did.
Miss said Prince.
Yo, Ernest.
Ernest, let me tell you something, bro. I'm mad at Prince because Prince ass is suing some people on his Facebook page because of the fact that... They have, because they sent some people from a website, some bloggers sent some links to a website that had his old concerts on there, Ernest, and he's suing them.
Yeah. I heard about that a few days ago, and I think he's a punk ass for doing it. I'm not going to go into it
long,
but I think he's a punk ass for doing it. He's been doing it for 10 years. It's really not new news to those of us that are hardcore fans that follow all of his shenanigans in the past 10 years. Someone needs to knock that skinny mother sucker down another notch because he's got too big of it. He's buying into his own celebrity, even at 50-something years old. He needs to calm the F down a little bit.
Thank you. That's bullcrap.
Because he's earned that window of cry money 100 times over.
He sued
some woman whose baby was dancing to Let's Go Crazy and put it on YouTube. He sued this woman who put a video of her baby dancing to a Prince song and sued her and had the video taken down. I'm like, that's an asshole move, man.
Thank you. See, that's my point.
I agree.
Yeah, that's bullcrap.
And my song choice was Adore from Prince. Mr. Elias asked
Adore.
My song choice was Adore.
Adore. Okay, so let's take a vote. I'm not sure. Okay, who thinks Adore
Y'all
should
never
be
heard
on the
Adore,
list?
Really?
I'm just saying top 10 of all time.
We're taking a poll.
My
second choice was Doomy.
So
baby,
you don't want that one of mine, right? That's what you're saying?
Not yet. We'll get to you in a second, Auntie. Calm down, please. Thank you. So go ahead, Ernie.
Love Prince. Cuss Prince out. I mean, that's messed up.
I don't like
Prince. Get with that.
All right, so anyway, so you said Adore. Let's vote for Adore. Who says Adore? Did that make the list?
No.
Okay, it didn't make it. It didn't make it.
I was asking you whether you're taking votes or you really have a list because
No, we don't have a list. We're going to develop the list.
If you really have a list, then I don't think this is my personal opinion.
No, he's making a list, right?
I don't think anybody from the 90s is going to be on the list if you got a list, a true list going.
We don't have a list.
That's my personal opinion.
So you can ask about place all you want, take votes all you want, but I'm going to vote until I don't waste my time. That's what I'm trying to vote.
Okay, don't worry. Well, then, yes, we asked you for a vote.
Yeah, well,
so since you're talking, why don't you go ahead and give us your one of your top 10?
Okay, one of my top 10 would be from the 80s, which is Baby Come to Me, Patty Austin and James Ingram. Yes.
Baby Come. I thought Regina Bell made that.
No, no, she
made Patty Austin and James Ingram.
Jack Austin,
from the Joe Hospital days. Real high, back in the 80s. Your girl did it on the replay. No, I don't know. I'm talking to J-Row. J-Row said, oh, I thought Regina. Regina was thinking about making it until it was already made. Check your facts, boo. Check your facts. I'm telling you.
Patty Austin and James Ingram, and what a great song. I love that song.
Yes.
Is it? Let me go look it up here real quick.
It is. I'm telling you.
See, here we go.
Hey,
Momo B. Momo B, let me ask you about that song real quick. Don't you think that there's certain points in there, like when it first came out, I didn't know who was singing it when I was in high school. There are certain points that Patty Austin's voice is so on pitch. She almost sounds like Michael Jackson. Just like every once in a while, she sounds like she really did. Because I'm like, who is Michael Jackson singing this song with? They're like, that's Patty Austin and James Ingram. I'm like, well, hell, let me sit my white ass down. I thought it was a new Michael Jackson song back then.
No, I didn't do that, Ernest. Because you know, this is my thing, Ernest. I was so in love with music. When as soon as I heard the song, I like, I always trying to find out who sung it. Before the radio station even said, oh, this was by whatever. As soon as it was in the second verse, I was trying to figure out who sung it. So I knew Michael Jackson didn't sing that.
Well, no, I'm talking about like the first few minutes of the song. They did announce it in the end, thank God, because I was going to go on thinking that was Michael Jackson if they didn't tell me the truth.
But I knew who sung it, and I love that song. And that's my
song.
That is a timeless song.
Okay, yes, thank you. All right, I just listened to it. You're right. I remember that one now. Oh,
yes.
Man, that was a jam. I like that. Okay, let's vote on it then. Let's vote on it. Let's vote on it. Momo B. Okay, calm down. Let's vote on it.
Oh,
all right, here we go. Vanessa.
Oh,
I'm here. I'm trying to pull it up so I can listen to it, but go ahead.
Okay, so we're going to come back to you. Pull it up.
You
didn't
hear it before? Oh,
you
want me
to pull it up and play a clip of it?
Yeah,
yeah,
well, I don't have it. I don't have
you
it loaded in the thing.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
You got
I
it.
I got it. Momo went
think?
Back and got that one.
She sure did.
Yeah, that's on
what
the list. That's on the list.
Top 10 now. Yeah. Think about it. Top 10. Okay, that's two.
Ain't no doubt about it. I know what I'm talking about. It's not
okay, good. That's two. All right, Ernest. What do you think, man?
Oh, absolutely. Baby, Come to Me. And, you know, you're not incorrect. Regina Bell did a song with that name, but it is the Patty Austin and James Ingram
Thank
version.
You.
And absolutely, yes, it has to be on the list.
I don't need nobody to
okay.
All right,
all right. What about you, Miss Elias? What do you think, man? You think that's a top 10?
No, I don't think so. No.
Okay, all right.
Wait. Mr. Elias.
You can't even
beat them
Elias.
No,
he's
talking.
He said,
Momo B, will you calm down?
He said,
jeez.
What is she yelling for?
Okay, I got you.
I have no idea, man.
I got it. Don't worry about it. We're not going to have that tonight. You're not going to over-talk everybody tonight.
Oh, my
I'm
God.
Sorry.
Okay,
so
right, so
I don't know what she's mad about.
Yeah.
So we so far, we're 3-1. Okay, Miss Terry, what do you say? Should it make the list?
Yeah, it could possibly make the list, yeah.
Hold on,
it's
not it could possibly. It's either yes or no.
Yes.
Well,
that's
majority rule there, right? I mean, yeah, because what about you, Roscoe? You think it should make the list?
I think all of mine should make the doggone list.
Well, and all yours not going to make the list, but someone was funky. Now, how about that?
You might have your own list going over there.
I don't know what's up, Dad.
All right.
What's
so
up.
It made the list. All right, good. It made the list. So now we have three. So, Ms. Elias, what three do we have?
Papa was a rolling stone. But can I drop another one in there?
No, not yet.
We're coming to you, Vanessa. We're coming to you next. Yeah, so who do we have so far, Ms. Elias?
Always and forever. We got
a messed up list.
Anita Baker.
Know that.
Anita Baker, give me the best that I got, and then we got this one. James Ingram.
All right, we have James Ingram. All right, James Ingram and Patty Austin. I'm gonna put them down. We'll write them down here. All right, so we have Heat Wave. We have Heat Wave. Always and forever. And who else do we have? We have one more. What's the other one? James Ingram.
Give
he's waving who else?
Give you the best that I got. Anita Baker.
Yeah, Anita.
Best.
Okay,
yeah, Anita Baker.
All right, come on. All
three,
right,
four,
best that I got.
Four,
okay,
four,
give
seven,
me another
eight,
one.
1-2-7-2 is the number to call in. 347-850-1272.
Who do we have, Mr. Elias?
We got Stiletto calling back in to give us his slow jam hit.
Hold up, Stiletto. Well, that boy, gospel music doesn't count, Stiletto. You can't bring gospel music in here. So,
yeah, I feel you, but I didn't hear nobody talk about Keep Sweat, How Deep Is Your Love.
We ain't there yet.
You know what? Well, we ought to hang up on you, Stiletto, for bringing up that whining joker. I can't believe you brought him into the damn equation. Keep Sweat, begging ass.
Keith Sweat need to be on the list somewhere. Keith Sweat.
Well, we gonna vote for it then. How about that? Which one, Stiletto?
I'm gonna put my foot down on
his
that.
His first album, How Deep Is Your Love? Everybody loved that one.
Did you talk about the Bee Gees song?
I didn't.
I didn't like it.
Oh,
I
remember that.
Is that a
Bee Gees
song or is that another song? Is that a cover?
I'm going to listen to that. How Deep Is Your Love? Lord have mercy.
How deep is your love?
Oh, I know which one you're talking about.
If you're going to do a Keith song, you got to do Make It Last Forever. You have to
anybody,
make it last forever if you go to
Keith Sweat. We really can't bring it down to one song. Why don't we just say the whole Keep Sweat CD?
Why don't we do that?
You've been on the highway too long, Stiletto. Hell no. Okay, we're going to vote for one. Give us one, Stiletto. Give us one. Which one do you want?
How deep is your love?
How deep is your love? Let's vote on that. What do you say, Ernest?
No.
Yeah. What about you?
He's all about Prince.
No.
Prince.
No, I'm not all about Prince, but I know better than to put Keith Sweat on it.
Miss Terry, what's your vote?
Not that one.
Okay. Auntie, what's your vote? Auntie.
Yeah.
Laying out on the floor. What's your vote?
Yes.
Okay. What about you, Momo? What's your vote, Momo?
Yeah, I swear to that on some first time shit. So yes. Boom.
Mr. Elias, what do you say?
Thank you. What's the rule?
No, thank you, sir. We're going to reject that one from the list.
And Kerry, you didn't even ask me.
I did ask you. I thought you said no.
But that's what I was going to say was no.
Oh, but let me just do it again. Thank you. All right, Stiletto. Thank you. Raise your hand if you have another suggestion, because that one was whack. We're going to put you back on hold and you come on back when you give us another one. Yeah, that was kind of way. But that was bomb.
But go to Barry White. Can't get enough of your love, baby.
No, that's one. Okay, let's put it on the list. So let's see. Let's vote.
What do you say?
We got a hate each other's going here. I ain't never grew to no Barry White. None of it. So I'm sorry.
No.
Really?
So that's a no.
You lost your black card.
No, I'm sorry. I never did.
Okay, all right, fine. What do you say?
Absolutely yes on Barry White.
You said yes?
Yes
on Barry White.
Okay, put your mic off.
Absolutely. I love Barry White.
All right, let's go to Miss Terry. Miss Terry.
Yes.
Oh, really? That's 3-1 so far. Miss Terry, where you going?
I'm going to say no on that one, man. I'm saying no on that one.
Of course he will, because he wants Layla.
He's just trying to leave room for Layla Hathaway.
Okay, give me a vote on Barry White.
Is he crazy?
Yep.
Wow, what is that? Is that 4?
Uh-huh.
Momo said no.
The majority said no.
I'm going to say no, too.
Okay, how many is there?
I think Barry made it, man. God dang it. Did he make it for real?
Oh, I might have been telling my age, but Barry White had it going on. Sweet.
He's on the
curve
for real.
Listen, I think our tonight show, we're all sharing
our age. All right, so it's Vanessa, Ernest, Miss Terry.
I'm shocked.
Auntie said yes.
Why would you be shocked that I like Barry White?
I'm not
White
shocked
records,
about that.
Right?
I'm shocked that
right
he's going to make the damn top 10 list. All right, give him a round of applause. Jesus Christ.
That's the thing, Ernest. It's your top 10. It's not that you like him. He's your top 10, boo.
I understand. God,
I
understand.
Man, I don't know about it. Okay,
now
so yeah, I mean, that's five.
Drill.
Wow, that's five
Luther.
Of them. Jeez, I'm shocked. Okay, here we go. Who said Luther?
I did.
Of course, everybody said Luther.
Who is I?
Everybody say Luther. Find anything.
I
Luther,
definitely. Ain't got no question.
Well, okay,
about
give
that.
Me one. You just can't. It can't be everything, Luther. Give me a
any
Luther
of
song.
A house is not a home.
For
always a house is not a home.
Go ahead, Nye. Go ahead.
Yeah.
There you go.
Go ahead.
There you
a
house
go.
Is yeah.
Not a home.
So get my
a house is not a home.
Huh? Who's gonna do the
guy? What about this?
Oh. Yep.
Who's next? I don't hear nobody.
What about this?
Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
What about that one?
Hey, guy, who's the oldest reddish?
Yes, look at me.
What about that one?
Anyone
will love.
Hey,
look at me. Yes. For that guy whose
father killed him. What about that?
What about
that?
What
about
that?
The guy
that his
father killed him. Oldest
Reddit? What the hell? Anybody talking about Otis Redding?
No, the one that the father killed him, that guy, he's the blow. What was his name?
Oh,
yes.
Hey.
Let's vote on this one right here them. First. All right, who's voting on this? All right, let me go to you. I already know what you voted. I hear you. Hear your voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Love
what about
yeah.
you, Miss Terry?
Auntie, it's Marvin Gaye. Who's you
what?
Talking about?
Marvin Gaye, father.
Marvin
Gaye,
that's
yes.
what I'm talking
about.
Yes.
Oh,
okay, can we vote on Luther first? Thank you.
That's
yes.
what's up.
Miss Terry.
Yes. Get real.
Are we voting on Luther? What do you say about this one on Luther?
Yes. That's what
yes.
you say.
Yes, yes, yes. I said
okay.
yes.
I have a song.
Right,
I'm waiting. I have a song.
Yes
Come on.
For me. Yes
Vanessa.
For me with Luther. Go ahead.
Okay, all right, then. Auntie, what about you on this one?
Baby. Yes, I suggested.
You sure did, didn't you? It's a yes for me, too, baby. Because I'm going to tell you something. Luther was a baby. He made you make babies. He made you make babies, Miss Elias.
He made the machine.
Miss Elias, for the principle of the thing, what do you say on this one, Miss Elias?
Most definitely. Most definitely.
Thank you. He
ain't
even got
Luther.
A hat. Now, Bobby Gay.
Which one? Let's get it on.
I got one more before we go
let's
to break.
Let's do Marvin Gaye right quick.
At the break.
All right, let's do Marvin Gaye real quick. All right, which one?
Okay.
Anyone is good. Mm-mm-mm.
Okay, give
Woo!
Us one. That's not the rule.
No,
give us one.
A real good
anyone.
One for
anyone.
We're making a specific list.
Anyone. We all said it.
Anyone.
How about Justin Kennedy
no
satisfied anyone. By Marvin Gaye?
Let's
huh?
get it on.
There you go. If it's love songs, that has
to be. You know what I'm talking
that's a
about.
Love song. Yes.
Thank
baby.
You, Auntie. We know the words. We don't need you to sing it for us. Thank
yeah.
you.
That's love song.
Know the words.
If you believe in love, let's get it on.
Oh, Lord have mercy. That sounds like a wounded dog
so
singing that song. Thank you very much. Keep your mics off. Oh, my God. What the hell was that, Miss Elliott?
That was
right,
a making song.
Yeah, it sure is. We have to say goodbye to the people on the J. King Network. Coming up next, it's the music business, the way I see it. Light skin to be in the house and tell you what's going on. So you guys enjoy your show. If you're hanging out with us, we do have a listening lounge coming up here shortly. But right now, we're trying to break this list down. And I tell you, this is a hard list to put together. Top 10.
No,
see you, J.
Really.
King and the J. King Network. Bye. All right, so we're going to keep it right here. And Luther made the list. So now let's get it on. So I guess, is that unanimous by everybody?
Yes.
Wow, man. Okay, now that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's seven.
I got one, because I'm on the road, and I want no interference when I'm talking. I'm resting.
No.
By all means, let's stop the show.
You shut up, Mr. Saturday, motherfucker. You shut up. Oh, can
gonna
I
do
speak,
it,
please?
But go ahead.
I want to say my Higgle. Here we go. Cool in the Gang. Cherish the love we have.
Let them vote.
Cherish the love. It got to be on list. I don't care what.
Okay, here we go. Let's see. Let's see. Ernest.
Saturday, mother ducker. Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you, Mama B. All right, Ernest,
I'm
going to
say no because I think that song is about somebody dying. It's not a love song. It's
about
somebody
dying. No, it's not, boo. No, it's not.
Read the words. No, I don't think
that's the best
love song.
Thank you. Thank you, Mama. All right. We're moving on. All right, so Vanessa, what are you saying?
No, because it said cherish the love we had.
Yes, it's about someone dying.
It's not about somebody dying. It's not about
it is.
If it's not about them dying, then it's about the leaving of the relationship.
Let's
take a vote.
All right,
Miss
Terry.
Yeah, it ain't a love song.
Yeah, I like that song.
Thank
okay,
you.
So that's
a love song.
There we go.
All right, so Auntie.
Yes.
What do you say about cherish the love?
Yes.
Thank you.
That's
3-2.
There we go.
Miss Ellie, yes.
No. Mm-mm.
Miss Elliott.
That's 3-3.
Miss Elliott.
Miss Elliott
is a hater. You said you're a hater. Hater. You said you're a hater. Oh, damn.
You
feel like a hater to me.
Yes.
Y'all better find some girl LaVert off in there.
Feel like a hater to me. Hello.
So you're a hater. And I guess I'm going to be a hater because I ain't that way either. So that one didn't make the list. I can't roll with cherry.
I don't want to hear what you think or what he thinks.
I thought you said it.
So now, guess, Miss Terry, yes.
Yes, I have two, and I want to say that, and I'll shut up, okay, so y'all, you know.
Yes.
Adore should be on the list because that is a, I love that song. But
it didn't make the list, you already voted, thank you.
Wait a minute, I'm going to go all the way back to
because y'all people don't know what it is.
Wait a minute, I'm going to say Cruising by Smokey Robinson, and then I'm going to come all the way back up to Cruising. By Smokey Robinson.
I know, we're cruising. Okay, all right.
Yeah. Okay. And then I'm
going to
come all the way back in Forever My Lady by
Jonas.
Oh,
miss you,
girl. You're crazy.
Oh, Forever My Lady. Oh, okay. All right, let's vote on it. Let's do Cruising first. Let's do Cruising first. Momo B, give me a vote.
Yes, love it.
Cruising. Yeah. All right, that's one. What about you, Vanessa?
Yeah, I like that.
For top 10 of all time, all right, that's two. Ernest, Cruising.
I'm going to pass on that one.
You don't know it.
It doesn't matter whether you know it or not.
I didn't
say
like
the
song. I said I'm going to pass on it for
this.
So
you don't know it.
I don't know why he's here.
I do know it, sweetheart.
Don't know it.
But I just don't think it's good for this list.
Why
oh,
are
man.
You here?
Okay, Auntie. Yes or no?
Smokey's a granny list.
Auntie. Thank you very much. We're going to turn your mic off.
Oh, she's quiet
all right,
now?
So, all right, Miss Elias, what do you think about Cruising, man?
No, I can't get down with that one.
Of course he can.
Thank you.
The reason why he can't get down with that because
that's a Cali song. That's a lowrider Cali song. So
no,
a lot of people in Cali can't really get down with that.
Since he voted with his vote,
I can't get down with that one either, to be honest.
It's
okay.
It's all right. It's okay.
What the hell are you singing? Oh,
Lord,
God.
Somebody's killing a dog over there.
I know that's right. Top of the hour, J. Ryle Show, 347-850-1272. Silence! 347-850-1272. 1-877-1-877-1-877-1-877-1-877-1-877-1-877-1-877-1-877-1-877-1-877-1-877-1-877-J Rock Show Wednesday edition. Guys, should I tell you what? We have seven on the list, and we have three more. I tell you what, we're going to get those last three in, I promise you, because we promise we'll give you the top 10.
I got it.
I got one.
All right, Vanessa, give me one before break.
Wait, it's on the list.
Carol LaVert, baby, hold on to me.
Who?
Uh-oh, now.
Gerald
and
Edward,
baby, hold on to me.
Oh,
hold on to me.
No,
I guarantee you, I ain't gonna like it. The only thing I don't like it, and nobody.
I don't need anybody.
Okay, what about
on
you?
It.
How about you first?
I know,
do
I know
you like it,
Ernest? No,
no, you don't.
Do you like it? Yes or no?
Go ahead, Ernest.
You, Momo.
You yes. I love that song. Yes, yes.
Okay, so that's two. All right, Ernest.
Bye-bye.
Ernest.
No.
What?
You don't know it.
You want to vote on it, Ernest? Yes or no? Ernest?
I'm going to. I was waiting for everybody to talk
about
it. I'm going to say yes.
No.
Oh, that's three.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Oh,
yeah. Now, okay,
Miss
Elias. All right.
Miss Elias.
I'm going to throw on vote yes on that one.
Yes.
On
yes.
Four.
Yes. Of course.
Oh, now they're everybody. Thank see, now they're everybody's best friend.
No,
oh,
not
my goodness.
Said,
top
10? They were going to say no, now they
want
to say yes.
Ooh,
if you're
going
to get four
one.
More B's, then I just...
But
I
hey,
just
but look, majority rule, so Gerald LaVert, that goes on the list. Wow.
Well, I got something. Listen, I got something to say no to. I got something. Listen, here we go. I got something to say no to. I will say no to Climax. I still say yes. To you.
All righty then.
And while in the night.
Yeah.
Thank you,
to that one.
She going to sleep good tonight. That's
a
damn show. She going
to
sleep good tonight. She going
to
be passed out.
How about
okay.
My God.
Yeah, I know.
I still say yes. Check that
yeah, and I
around,
still
man.
Say yes, and I still say, listen to Lounge coming up next on the J. Rouse Show. Jesus Christ.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Look around you. One in four kids in the U.S. faces hunger. It's not always easy to see the signs, but in this land of plenty, there are kids that don't know where they will get their next meal. Join Share Our Strength in Food Network and take the pledge to end childhood hunger here in America by 2015. Learn how at nokidhungry.org. Their next meal could come from you.
Dennis Lucky Taylor.
We have the one and only Garage. And I'm here. I'm so happy to be with you. Thank you very much. You guys are hungry. I want to cook for you.
Tony Woods would be in the house tonight.
Ain't no knock-knock who there, you know. Knock-knock who there. I got a doorbell, man. What you ringing? What you knocking on the door for, sucker?
Yeah, whenever I'm in Houston, H-Town, Texas, you know what I'm saying? I'm listening to the Jerry Ed Show. Man, them dudes will kill you.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Monica Blair, all the way from Detroit.
When I'm chilling at the crib, just doing what I do, I'm listening to the J. Ryle Show.
Please believe it. What's up, everybody? This is Cy Smith, and when I'm in my hotel room all by myself and my batteries have gone dead.
Excuse me. Oh, no, he didn't.
What you talking about, man?
I listen to... I tune into Jay on the Jay Ryle Show.
Rewind.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
This is something that I've been working on for a while, and I was hoping that a certain someone would be here tonight. All right, here we go.
Coming to the stage,
funny what you can do in front of a room full of people that you can't even seem to do in front of one person. It is the color of light, the shape of sound high in the evergreens. It lies suspended in hills, a blue line in a red sky. I am looking at sound.
Welcome to the Listening Lounge. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the music.
All right, folks, you know what time it is. Every Wednesday night, it is the Listening Lounge. We play three in a row for you, then we're back to wrap the show up in a section called Wrap It Up. Miss Elias, man, I tell you what, man, this list we're putting together, bruh, I don't know if I agree with everything on this list, bruh. I mean, but we have eight. We're going to get the other two in the Wrap It Up section, but who knows? Maybe we'll hear something doing the Listening Lounge tonight that will help get this list complete. What you think, dog?
Well, let's see what we got, baby. Let's get it going.
All right.
Let's get it in.
All right, here we go.
Thank you. say you got to get away to find yourself. Now, lady, can't you tell? It's written all over my face. My days and nights would be a living hell if you go away. So think about the misery that you're gonna put me through. Love has stood through all the test of time. Yes, it has. If you're planning to leave me behind, oh, let me put one more thing on your mind. If you ever need me, baby,
send
for me. I'm just a telephone call away. A bottle, baby, baby, baby.
Send for me.
See, you're my everything, sweet baby. My whole world revolves around you. Nothing is what I am. Our love has stood through all the tests of time. Yes, it has. If you're planning to leave me behind, oh, let me put one more thing on. Tell about a baby.
Send for me.
Girl, it would be alright.
Girl, it would be alright.
Yeah. If you should call her, tell her that.
Send for me.
My special delivery man.
Send for me.
A message in about a baby.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Knowing love the way I do, I can say for certain.
There's a chance for me and you. I surely feel like the time is near. The picture in my mind is very clear. I think love has brought us here. I remember not too long ago, I was just a lonely person with a lonely heart. Yeah, and I was hoping there could one day be a chance for me to
get the love
that I've been missing.
Sometimes love
takes a long time, but
wait for love. Not a waste of time if you truly believe the impossible can be. So hold on tight if you think you're right. Nothing hurts as bad as when you see you gave up too easily. Now I remember spending all my on a dream that kept me wishing that you could be mine. Yeah. And I was hoping there could one day be a chance, whoa, for me to get the love
that I've been missing.
Sometimes
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up. Wrap it up.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Let us put some
All right, folks, we have 3 minutes to wrap it up, wrap it up, wrap it up. Mr. Elias, man, what you think about the lounge tonight, Big Daddy?
I loved it, man. I loved it. I loved it. Yeah, it was on
yeah
point,
so now we have two more spots on this list, though. So now, come on, give it to me. We have 3 minutes to close it out. Give me another song. Another
let
love.
Me, Mary J. Blige.
Huh?
Mary J. Blige.
Mary J. Blige. Which one?
Blige.
She ain't on the list.
Oh, so yeah, see it on there.
How many do we have?
We have eight. We need two more.
We need two more. So if
yes.
this one is not on it, it better be 11. Okay, Lenny Williams, because I love you. It better be
no,
11.
No, we're making the list. We're making the list. So we're gonna vote for it. So okay, so
okay.
Lenny Williams. What do you say, Vanessa? Mm-hmm.
No, see, he's fronting. He yeah. has the list in front, but now he wants to vote. Now I'm confused.
Yeah.
What's the name
you
of
are.
The song so I can pull it up? Lenny Williams.
Lenny
what?
Williams. I love you.
Yeah. yeah, he was begging.
Yeah. Yes. So does that make the list in your opinion?
Yeah, that makes the list.
Okay, all right, that's two. Momo B, what about you, Lenny Williams?
Yes.
All right, Mr. Elias, what do you say?
No.
Yeah, I think so, man. And I can answer you.
All right.
Hey, okay, Momo B, is that your name now, Mr. Elias?
Yes, it is. I'm
one minute left.
Uh-oh, we have 1 minute left. All right, we need one more. Gosh, that made
okay.
the list.
I got one.
Yes.
Tony Terry, When I'm With You.
Yes.
Oh, that's a jam there, boy.
Somebody said now. Go ahead and deny that one. Go ahead and deny it.
Oh, no. Nah.
All right, what do you
think
about
that
one?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
What you, Vanessa?
Yeah.
Wow. What about you, Mr. Elias?
No. I didn't say no. Don't do that.
You're talking top
no.
10 of all time. I'm with him. I mean, it's a jam, but it can't make mine. I'm going to put one out there. You Give Good Love by Whitney Houston.
That's a good one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, made top 10 list, though.
We
so that everybody
10,
voted
though.
At the same time.
If you take
sounds
if
like
you
it didn't make
count, we passed 10.
Sounds like it didn't make the list.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Am I my brother's keeper? Yes.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up.
What we gonna do is go back, dog. Rewind. Find.
We go a little something like this. Hit it.
Hey, Jay, can you
yes.
hear me?
Yes.
You know, I got me and Jackie, we spent the day before we had dinner. Now I got on the limousine, and we're about to go. I'm about to take her to the right track, and she's about to make it rain on Hot Thunder.
Uh-oh.
Huh?
Oh, shoot.
Wait a minute. That's breaking news. She going to be a sinner tonight. Breaking news. Rich Sister's going to be a sinner tonight.
Uh-uh.
Yes, you are.
Wait a minute. Do not believe
it. In about an hour, you're going to be face-to-face with a ding-dong sandwich. Take her ass to the strip
Jesus
club.
Jesus just saved your life. Hallelujah.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. If Rich Sister want to look at a ding-dong up close, she hasn't seen one in years, she may forget what it looked like. Put it right there in her face so she can see it up closer. It may even weaken her ass with that one bad eye. She wants to
Rewind.
Well, folks, it has been a fun show tonight. We're glad that you hung out with us. Of course, as always, our top 10. We'll give you the last one on Saturday. But we're under 3 minutes. It's time for our final thoughts. Vanessa, you're up first. Final thoughts.
The last one on Saturday.
This has been a great show. It has been a lot of laughs. So for those of us that was kind of tired and kind of down because of the weather, this has made me laugh. So I enjoy all of y'all company. I really do.
Oh, girl, you know we love you too, baby. We fly Southwest too, girl. All right, Miss Terry, final thoughts with it, baby?
My final thought is, since y'all didn't like Keith Sweat on the list, at least he's made all his money from begging. You're still begging, Jay, and you haven't made any money, fam.
I'm going to touch you. You want to be touched, don't you? I'm going to touch you. Just wait. I got you. Mama B, final thoughts.
My final thought is, thank you, Vanessa. I love you, girl. I hope you keep calling and enjoying us and keep calling to the show. Now, your top is your top. This is generally speaking. Your top is your top. My top is my top. I'm on top. You on top. It's all good. It's all about preference. It's all about preference, baby. Ow!
Ow! Thank you very much. Old sexy self. Miss Elliott, man, final thoughts now.
Thank you for coming out. God bless. Good night.
Thank you, Ms. Elias. And my final thoughts will be, hey, I want to say what's up. I'm not sure what's going on with Rich's sister, but I hope she's doing well. I saw something in a post, but I hope everything's going well with Rich's sister because you know we love her. And we hope everything is going well with you, Rich's sister. So if you're listening to this on demand, we love you, girl. We love you. Ain't a damn thing you can do about it. And don't forget now, Stiletto. Don't forget now, bro. Go check out Stiletto. That's one of our new listeners, Stiletto. Matter of fact, let's let Stiletto. Stiletto, give us some final thoughts, dog, before we let you go.
Thank you. You guys had a good show, and peace and blessings to everybody.
I like that, brother, man. Call in more often, Stiletto, and stop by and get those damn ribs from the Rib Zone. They good, brother, and then let us know how they taste. Be safe on those highways out there, brother. Seriously, be safe on those highways, man. We appreciate you. All right,
Thank you, man.
Can we shut this damn thing down now?
Hey, before we go, man, what happened to is Dr. D still sick, man?
Yeah. Matter of fact, some pipes in the office bust, so she was cleaning up water today. I guess it's not funny, but
she bust the pipe. Never mind. I digress.
Something wrong with you. Oh, happy birthday to Montu LaDonis, too. I saw that. So happy birthday, Montu.
Happy birthday, Mom, too.
Happy birthday. All right, it's time to go. All right, so for Momo B, for Vanessa, Miss Terry, my boy Rod, Smooth, Miss Elias, I'm Jay. God bless. We'll see you when we see you. Peace and hair grease. Later.
Thank you, Vanessa. Good night to all, and to all a good night.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.